Hi and welcome back. I'm Michael Worthington and I am joined on the phone from Melbourne with Gary Stone from Sharewell Systems. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you, Michael.
Gary, really exciting times and I want to get right into it because I think it's such an important tool for people to have access to. And this is your new book, The Blueprint to Wealth. And it is, what is it? It's creating wealth in 15 minutes a week.
That's correct. What we've done is I've taken the experience I've had for some 25 years in investing in the stock market and tried to simplify the whole thing into a process that isn't overcomplicated, that is simple to follow, and just nut it right down, get to the point, get focused, and just be vigilant enough to execute a process in 15 minutes a week without it taking over your life. And without it scaring you because of all the jargon and all the noise, if you like, that people talk about in the newspapers, on the television and everything like that, that just kind of scares people away. So I try to overcome all that, yeah.
And I think by giving people a process, because a lot of people say, well, I want to achieve this and I want to achieve that, and they just go and put a lot of effort into just spasmodically, but you've actually pulled this down, haven't you, into an actual planned format. You just follow these steps, which most people can follow, just about everyone can follow, and they get the results from just keep repeating the steps.
Correct. I mean, part of the definition of a process is that it's repeatable and that it's consistent. Now, it doesn't mean that 100% of the outcomes are perfect and a win, but what it does mean is that you get to see from a big picture perspective point of view as to what that process can deliver if all you do is continue to execute it in the same way as executing a recipe to bake a cake. Everybody who follows that recipe won't have exactly the same outcome.
No.
But over a large sample, the outcome is pretty consistent and it comes out pretty good for just about anybody.
And I think that's one of the things, isn't it? It's when you've got something that's repeatable and you're being quite honest, the outcome won't be the same for everybody. You are going to get a result by doing it, but it is going to be different for different people. And I think that's one of the things people sometimes get discouraged. They think if I push this button, that will 100% happen. And it's not quite like that. And that's what I like about Giovanni, just saying, look, you're going to push this button, but you keep pushing it, you're going to get a result. It may be different than other people, but the results will come.
That's absolutely correct. You know, there are so many variables that we face in life, whether you're in business or the stock market or even investing in real estate. There are a bunch of variables that coincide that are different for everybody, and what we need to do is take the same environment, because whether you're in the property market, the stock market, or the business market, the variables are the same. The environment that we operate in is the same, but the variables are unique for each of us. And what we want to do is operate in an environment and get a consistent result that we know is going to be on the profitable side of the ledger, and not the negative side of the ledger. And that's what I've tried to do specifically with an environment like the stock market, which people are, they read newspaper articles, they hear what commentators talk about, and they get scared of the volatility, the potential downside that can come out of a market, and the speed with which the markets can go up and down, and the amount they can go up and down by, and they get scared away from it. And then by getting scared away from it, they actually are removing the possibility of having a much wealthier future and retirement or whatever, because they just don't engage this environment that can provide them with that wealth.
And one thing you were just talking about there, creating your wealth, and there are a lot of people, and they get this almost a guilt factor about, well, am I entitled to have all this wealth? And we were just talking off air about that, weren't we, and saying, if your focus is just making money, then that's all the focus is. But when your focus switches to what you're going to do with it, it becomes a tool, and what you're going to do with the wealth, it really is liberating and almost accelerates that wealth creation process.
Absolutely. I mean, what I talk about in detail in the book is establishing what's called an investment plan, and the very first thing that you deal with an investment plan is your purpose as to why you're doing this, and the why is what keeps you going through the tough times and the good times. And that purpose is not to make money. The purpose is to do something else with that money. And sure, doing something for yourself in terms of having a comfortable, independent retirement, which is which is the goal of, in fact, if you like, the definition of financial freedom is having being comfortable with having independent of any other people helping you to get through. But the real, and this is where I get into the latter parts of the book, as I was saying to you, chapter 17 and 18, is where, because you can achieve financial freedom, you actually move to being, rather than a self-centered, you move to being having an other-centered purpose, where effectively you have sufficient money that, such that you don't need it. You reach what I call a level of excess. And when you get that level of excess, which will be different for everybody, is you move to investing for others. And that purpose is far greater motivator and inspirer to actually be a successful investor than just making money for the sake of it.
And I can't agree with you more on that. We're right on the same page there. And when you say you've got more than you feel like you need, that's when you get that abundance feeling. That is wealth, you know. And it's not just money, it's your health, and we know in relationships as wealth, but wealth, you know, in monetary terms plays a big part. But I do like how you succinctly put it there. When you get that abundance, and you start to better choose how you can affect other people's lives and how you can make an impact in the community beyond just yourself and just beyond your family.
Absolutely, and that is why it's that is what trying to achieve financial freedom is about. And if you are reliant on state pension or social security or your family, your children, whatever it is, and you every month when you get into retirement or even when you're working that you're watching every cent, then you're not financially free. And we spend so much time in our lives just chasing an income to be able to get by that we don't spend enough time. And I'm just saying it's 15 minutes a week to actually build a nest egg such that you can get to a point in your life where you are financially free, and this nest egg is sufficient for you not to have to worry about money, and you can give back in terms of time and all the resources that you have available, including money, to help others.
Gary, when you say the 15 minutes a week, we'll get to how you got to the book title in a minute, because that's an interesting story. But 15 minutes, there will be people looking at that and saying, do I have to then come into the program with certain skill sets then, to achieve this and be able to do it in such in what seems like a very small, concentrated piece of time?
Well, if somebody was starting out from scratch trying to work it out, they would have to spend literally thousands of hours to get to a point where I've succinctly put the process into 15 minutes a week. But it's the experiences that I've had within my business and the people that have helped me to research but also invest over that time to use a certain part of the stock market, which is the index, the exchange-traded funds that I talk about in the book, that allows you to get very focused and to get these returns. And the 15 minutes a week is not execution, it's not doing things. Most weeks it would just be being vigilant to see if you need to do something. And so most weeks would go by and you do nothing. You're just keeping an eye on things. And then every now and then, on average, run about anything from about 3 to 15 times a year, you would actually do something. You'd go and interact and execute in the market. So what I've done is that 15 minutes a week is not a minimum, it's a maximum. And it can be done. It certainly is done. I've been doing it. My customers do it. I manage a number of real money portfolios, one that's discussed in the book and can be followed by readers to see how this real money portfolio is going. And I can assure you it's been going for 10 months now, and it has taken probably on average about 3 or 4 minutes a week to execute the process, the real money process that people can follow on our website.
I really like that. Because this is what you're all about, it's creating real wealth, permanent wealth. And I think that's something that the reader is going to get from your book. This isn't just a fly-by-night. This isn't just a quick, let me just make a bunch of money on the stock market, pull it out, and then what do I do next? You've actually got a system in place now that's going to create permanent wealth in people's lives on an ongoing basis. That's one of the things that I really do pick up from you.
And, it keeps going. So the whole, once it's in place, and the process keeps going, it's difficult to stop because the compounding continues to happen. The dividends come in on a quarterly basis. You get to execute in the market and buy a few more units. And once that process goes, just becomes, your life becomes effortless once you started it. And then it becomes more difficult to stop. It's like getting out of the Australian cricket team is more difficult than getting in. it's a similar sort of thing, and that's what it's about. So the book has a lot of detail, evidence and research in it to back up the things that I talk about. So it's not just here's the process, here are the steps. You know, most of the book is showing evidence and research to back up what is historically why I say this is the process that can work. And now we've got going forward a real live, real money portfolio that's been going for 10 months. And that's already more than 10 or 11% better than what the market's doing in a short period of time already.
That's absolutely sensational. Now, you've distilled the whole process down really succinctly, and it is a great book, and we're going to talk about how people can get hold of that in a moment. The title, The Blueprint to Wealth, just 15 minutes a week. Now, that didn't just jump into your mind from day one. How did you manage to come up with the title that would explain exactly what was going to happen by the person who purchased the book?
I joined a group in the United States, which I attended a few times, a 2-3 day conference on you know, the whole thing about a book and how not so much how to write it, but how to market, publicize it, what to put on the back cover, what to put on, et cetera, et cetera. And the title was one that they said, you know, you have to come up with a title. Here's how you go about it. We did some brainstorming. So I would have done some brainstorming probably with different groups of people, spent in total 10 to 15 hours of brainstorming to come up with various titles. I went to a mastermind group and the same thing, and I was just standing talking to one of the guys who was leading the mastermind group, and we had discussed it, and literally he had heard me talk about it on 3 different occasions, and he'd had bits and pieces in his head, and over a glass of wine and in the evening, he just turned around and said, "How's your title?" And we took, and it was exactly, well, it wasn't 15 minutes, I think he said 10 or 12 minutes or something, but yeah. we picked a round number and we put that to a mastermind group and to see if we could improve it, and nobody could. And I said, well, that's it, Blueprint to Wealth.
Oh, yep. There you go, over a glass of wine. Now, there we go. We just skip all the others. We just go straight to the bar.
Straight to it. It is amazing. This group of people have come up with some amazing titles themselves, but yeah. They've all preceded with many hours of brainstorming and discussion to come up with the title. Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that I get from you as well. It's you're very open to taking information from other people. You've learned over the years. You're pulling all that knowledge in, and obviously, and you've applied that same methodology and the same ethos into getting the correct title for the book. People listening, I mean, I think it's absolutely fantastic myself. Where can people get hold of a copy? What's the best way of getting hold of a copy, Gary?
The best way is to go to the book's website, which is blueprinttowealth.com. And from there, on the homepage, you can choose to get it from Amazon, or you can get a Kindle version. You can go to amazon.com. It'll determine where you are in the world and point you to the correct Amazon. People in Australia can go to a bookshop in Australia, and Book Depository and Booko and all those have it listed. It's actually in Kindle in Australia. It's number one in its genres at the moment.
Yep.
Which is the Kindle version, and it's been number one for it's only been out 3 weeks, and it's been number one for a week already.
Well, that speaks volumes about it.
It's starting to get some traction. Yeah.
Really, really good. Absolutely great to talk to you again, Gary. Looking forward to the next time. Gary Stone, and the book you need to really look out for is Blueprint to Wealth. I'm going to give its website, blueprinttowealth.com. It's definitely worth a read. Thank you once again, Gary. Much appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, Michael.